before I've got to go off to...
We learned absolutely nothing there, did we?
I mean, no, I think we learned quite a lot of things. Really? We learned that James Murdoch knows that he's in such trouble that he's prepared to kick his former loyal employees in the teeth. And he's basically blaming it on everybody else. We also learned, I think it was Alice in Wonderland, she says curiouser and curiouser. Well, it's clearly incuriouser and incuriouser. I cannot imagine anybody who could be less curious about spending £1 million on buying Max Clifford's silence or £800,000 buying Gordon Taylor's silence.
You might have expected him to rubbish Milo and Chrome. Were you surprised that he went after the police?
Well, he seemed to be rubbishing everybody other than himself. The thing is, I just don't believe that a man who has so little grasp of what was going on in his own company, frankly, should be running any business.
But in terms of material facts, does that evidence give MPs any kind of more concrete evidence to throw at them?
He has made it clear that the House of Commons has been misled. So we, at some point, will have to call somebody from the company to the bar of the House to explain why we were lied to. It's a constructive contempt of Parliament. And I've got to stop now.
Should this be the end of the questions?
That's not up to me, it's up to the committee.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
Brian, sorry.